from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. For mechanical engineer and off-road racing enthusiast, testing military vehicles at U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground might be as close to a dream job as can be imagined. Originally hailing from South Dakota, Combat Automotive Test Officer Jade Janice is living just that dream. Where were you working when you first heard of Yuma Proving Ground?
So at the time I was kind of fresh out of college. I guess I was internship I was doing was done with. That ended in like January of 2017. So currently I was unemployed, working on the family ranch back at home. And then I found the job listing on Indeed.com and applied. And 7 years later, I guess this is where we are.
When you applied, was it clear to you that you'd be testing military vehicles for a living?
No, not really. I didn't really have a grasp for what I was doing until I actually got here and did the interview and actually seen the vehicles. They took me out to a Bradley, and I wasn't aware of what a Bradley actually was until I started here.
What kind of training did you have to do to become a test officer?
So a lot of it was on-the-job training. I guess I went to school to be a mechanical engineer. Graduated in 2016. I don't know if the training crossed over to what we do, other than maybe the critical thinking part. But everything I learned out here is kind of all on the job, as far as like working with people and coordinating and budgeting and everything.
They give you kind of a mentor, don't they, early on?
So there were a few people that helped me out when I first started. Eric Thomas, he's no longer here. Sarah Hogan, and then Jake Obradovich was another mentor when I first started. Kind of helped me get a grasp on what was going on out here, and that helped me learn the Bradley.
Within a couple of years, they had you on a test of an advanced running gear.
Yeah, correct. Advanced running gear. It was, an upgraded track and suspension component test. They had like the hydraulic suspension units were kind of the new deal then. They were hydraulically adjustable. You could, adjust track tension kind of all with the push of a button. So we did test that. And I do remember meeting you and doing an interview for that back in the 2018, 2019 timeframe.
And even more excitingly, they had you on testing for the M10 Booker, probably one of the most notable new vehicles out there.
Yeah, correct. So I did get to start the M10 Booker testing when it was first here in 2020. It was actually called the Mobile Protected Firepower back then. I guess MPF for short.
What's been your impression of the Yuma community since you've been here?
So I definitely like Yuma. Small town, kind of get the small town feel. Did a little bit with the snowbirds in the winter, but it's nice. There's a lot of stuff to do here, and I kind of like the outdoors, desert type stuff. Just kind of lines with the hobbies I have.
What are your hobbies?
So off-road racing is kind of the big thing, kind of the thing that brought me out here other than the job, I guess. My family's been doing that since late 70s, early 80s, and kind of grew up doing it like back in South Dakota.
Must be in heaven down here.
Yeah. So we start coming this way, or I guess my uncle started coming this way back in like early 2000, like 2002, 2003. So kind of spent a lot of time down this way traveling and going to those events. I lived in Vegas in like 2007 to 2009, kind of the same thing, just so I went to school and like on the weekends would go to the races and kind of hang out in the desert with the family. But yeah, that's kind of the big thing or the life goal I've been chasing is just to do the off-road racing stuff, so do a lot of that.
I mean, how competitive are you when you're racing?
It's real competitive. Kind of the thing I live for, so.
Has anything you learned from your hobbies had any applicability to your day job?
So just a lot of the mechanical knowledge and knowing how things work and troubleshooting and kind of understanding systems. I guess when you're out in the desert, when you're racing, you're kind of responsible if you break down in the middle of the desert to fix it enough to make it to the next pit. So learning a lot of troubleshooting and kind of how to make things work.
Have you won any of these races you've done?
So racing with my uncle, I won a lot. He's a champion for I don't know how many times Snorer Off-Road Racing Series. Some stuff in Montana, South Dakota. I got my own truck in 2018, fall of 2018. Did a couple races with that, but it needed some upgrades. So we're working through that and hopefully be back out next year.
So what's the circuit that you do around here?
So a lot of the racing we do is in Nevada. It'd be the same courses like the Mint 400 uses, Laughlin, Nevada, Prim, Nevada. We just finished one last week, actually, or this past Saturday in Pahrump, Nevada. A little short 200-miler. Me and my cousin did it. He drove. I was the co-driver. We finished third, And then my other uncle is the one that won the class.
Is it tough to race against family and something like that?
Yeah, it makes it fun. you know, like kind of a family thing. And I guess you get bragging rights at the campfire, but no, it's fun.
It sounds like you like it a little bit down here, so maybe you're going to stay a while.
Yeah, we'll see. It's working out so far.
Hey, Jay, it's really good talking to you today.
You bet.
September is well known as Suicide Prevention Month, but the Army practices its tenets all year round. For the last 4 years, YPG program analyst Minda Fettermeyer has volunteered as a suicide prevention specialist. Minda, I know you're busy in your day job, so what inspired you to get involved with suicide prevention as a collateral duty?
Well, in 2020, the Army came down and they said, people are first. And shortly after that, ATEC came down with an op board and they requested suicide prevention specialist to be, volunteer to do this as a collateral duty. And I believe that people should be first. I have been in a situation, well, all of us have been stressed in our lives. And I personally feel like if we can help each other out, that's part of what I'm here for. The purpose of that I have is to help others.
And taking this on, it's more than just raising your hand. There was a lot of training and so on that you had to do to be able to fulfill it.
Yes, yes. Every year since they started in 2020, we have got together as a team, ATEC-wide, and we get together. We do training, different trainings, just trying to make sure we're messaging correctly, make sure we're getting the information out to the workforce. One of the things that I'm super proud about working for ATEC is that we have this ability to do this. I know that other commands aren't doing it this way, and ATEC is choosing to do it this way to make sure their workforce is being heard and being helped, because this is a super important subject. And again, because people should come first.
And you and your team, it's been very visible all over posts. What are some of the things you've been doing to help get the word out?
Well, you know, thanks to PAO, you guys have really helped us quite a bit. We also have the garrison support, which is really nice. Not all commands have a good working relationship like we do. And then we've just utilized whatever resources we can to put the information out, you know, send it out via email, put it out on, you know, in the outpost, you know, whatever resources we can use. That's what we've tried to put out there.
Or even things like handing out flyers at the gates.
Yes, yes.
Or setting up tables outside the commissary and the PX.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And, you know, we've been at the Rock. We've also been out at the AOC just trying to make sure the test officers are getting visibility of it. We just want to make sure everybody knows, you know, it doesn't matter what team you're playing on, you're important.
What are some things that you've got lined up throughout the year, not just Suicide Prevention Month, mind you, but just across the year as a whole?
Well, one of the things that we're working on is a schedule. We want to do more master resiliency training because we have found, the Army has found that resiliency training helps people. And if we can help people build their protective factors and strengthen, you know, their ability to know when they need to reach out or when to reach out. We're also going to do 100% in-person suicide prevention training next year or this year. We want to have face-to-face. It is more valuable and more effective to be face-to-face. So that's like our main focus. Another thing that we're working on is get a few events that are outside of Suicide Prevention Month. For example, there's a play that headquarters is bringing in for APG. And so we're trying to either be able to live broadcast that so all of ATEC can see it, or be, you know, get it to each command. We're still working out the details because of the cost. And in November, we are actually bringing all the suicide prevention specialists to YPG, and this is where we're going to have another training from the Army's Performance Center. again on suicide prevention, so we can all do face-to-face training.
No, I think you're doing great stuff, and it's really good talking to you today.
Oh, thank you.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.